With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A huge night for a former president.
The $50.5 million raised by donors who attended the Saturday night soiree in Palm Beach break a record for the most collected at a single fundraising event. Donald Trump there with his wife Melania in Palm Beach, praising those who attended.
People are just wanting change. Rich people want it, poor people want it, everybody wants change. Our country is really doing poorly. We're a laughing stock all over the world, and we're going to get that change very quickly.
The GOP says prior to this fundraiser, it collected nearly $66 million in March. The Democrats said they took in more than $90 million last month. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen meeting with Chinese Premier Li Qian, and sending a message of mutual cooperation despite the nation's differences. After focusing on trade and economic issue the first 2 days of her visit, Yellen turned to the broader U.S.-China relationship in Sunday's meeting.
I believe that over the past year, we've put our bilateral relationship on a more stable footing. This has not meant ignoring our differences or avoiding tough conversations. It has meant understanding that we can only make progress if we directly and openly communicate with one another.
International leaders are sharply condemning Ecuador after police in the country broke into the Mexican embassy and arrested a former vice president who had been granted political asylum, raid prompting Mexico to break off diplomatic relations with Ecuador. This is SRN News. A new poll of Hispanic pastors.
With the Latin American population of the U.S. surging, Lifeway Research decided it was time to learn more about the men who lead churches in that community. According to the Lifeway study, 82% of Hispanic pastors are evangelicals, compared to 17% who serve in mainline denominations. 70% of them have some type of higher education, including 44% who have graduate degrees, but only about half are pastors full-time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling daring police to arrest her under Scotland's new hate crimes law. Rowling, who is a vocal critic of transgenderism, one of the many people blasting the law that makes it illegal to stir up hatred on the basis of sexual orientation and transgender identity. Police have issued a statement saying no criminal complaints have been entered against her, at least not yet. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Arkansas set to meet at the Capitol this week. Rhonda Rockster explains.
The session will focus on Governor Huckabee Sanders' $6.3 billion proposed budget for the coming year. The budget's the top agenda item for the session that kicks off Wednesday with Sanders addressing the legislature. Nearly all of the spending increase that Sanders is proposing goes towards education and is linked to a law that she signed last year creating a school voucher program. But there may be an effort to roll back or repeal a law dealing with cryptocurrency mining operations. That law has faced backlash from some of their communities. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Promising medical news. Johnson & Johnson announcing a $13 billion deal for Shockwave Medical. It specializes in technology that helps open clogged arteries through intravascular lithotripsy. More details at srnnews.com.